This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenna Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December the 20th, 2012, episode 556. Good morning, everybody. Today, we bring you a little bit of fun from the Stable Scoop radio show. We had a little competition with the Dressage radio show, a trivia challenge. And Jennifer was the moderator. She hosted, asking all the difficult questions. We had a lot of fun with this battle of equine trivia knowledge, and I think you will as well. But first, I want to tell you about Really Bad Ads. We have our last Really Bad Ads of the year tomorrow on tomorrow's show. And we need you to get your ads in today, Thursday, to Jennifer at HorseRadioNetwork.com for your last chance to win this year. And you're going to win a pair of hose nozzles from HydroTea. HydroTea has those hose nozzles that are specifically made to provide pulsating water for equine therapy for sore joints, tendons, and muscles. Equine therapy is a must for both performance and pleasure horses. The Equine HydroTea provides non-painful equine therapy to open wounds for enhancing healing. And the Equine HydroTea is a must for treating injuries or bathing our equine athletes. So that's what's up. Plus, we're going to clean out whatever else we can find in Jennifer's office and have a couple of winners tomorrow. So you can look forward to that. And also, if you want to win the 7 Clinics with Buck DVD series worth $145, just give a call to our voicemail line, 270-803-0025, and sing a holiday song for us. Yes, we want to hear your voice. We want you to do a little karaoke on the voicemail recording, and we're going to pick a winner from that to win the 7 Clinics with Buck DVD series. So give us a call, have some fun with it. Maybe some animal noises in the back wouldn't hurt. That's 270-803-0025. All right, today we're bringing you the Trivia Challenge, Dressage versus Stable Scoop, that just came out this week. Have fun with it.
Welcome to the Stable Scoop, with weekly shows delivered right to you. With Helena and Glenn the Geek, live from the stable, it's every week. They're bringing the news through hail or high water, while using their tails as their own fly swatters. Sit on down and laugh till you poop, cause it's time again for Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop. Stable Scoop.
This is Glenda Geek.
And this is Helena B. from the Stable Scoop Radio Show.
This is Reese Coppler Stanfield.
And Philip Parks of the Dressage Radio Show.
And this is Coach Jen from Horse Tip Daily Show, hosting today's festivities.
Took about 12 times to get through that. This ought to be
We're
fun.
We're having
today.
Way too much fun.
Well, today is the great challenge, Stable Scoop versus Dressage in an equine trivia showdown. So that is what we're up
Yay.
To today. It's Reese and Philip against Helena and I, and Jennifer is playing host. She is Alex Trebek today. Everybody clap for Alex.
Yay.
So we've done these before in the past when we haven't felt like doing a serious show. I mean, let's face it. Next week are the holidays. Who wants to work? So
we never do a serious show. What are you talking
that's
about?
True. That's true. So we're giving Reese and Philip a break today.
All right.
Yeah.
We all
they deserve a break. They deserve a break today.
We are trying to teach and show the world that dressage people can have fun.
There you
so
go.
So we're on it.
That's good.
Lots of fun.
Good point. So no, we don't need any dressage tips today. It's just Jennifer embarrassing us all. So that's where we're at.
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie, everybody.
Oh, yeah, what the questions are.
We said yes before Philip and I knew what we were really getting into. So.
Well, now when she asks questions, she's going to go back and forth between the two groups. And if you get one wrong and it's not a yes or no, then the other group can steal it. Jennifer, for the right answers, you will hear. There you go. And for the wrong answers?
Well, let's see if this works.
Yeah,
hear that?
Yeah, we can hear that.
Good.
It's a little faint.
Yeah, we can hear it. That'll be terrific. All right. And these are not all questions about dressage, because if they are, we're screwed. I hope. Right, Jennifer? Not all questions.
Unless they're all questions about food, y'all are screwed.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm
not gonna lie.
It's true. All right, very good. Do we want to get this? We're gonna get this challenge started right after we have to take a break for a commercial. We're gonna be right back with the great challenge: Stable Scoop versus Dressage in an Equine Trivia Showdown.
Hey, folks. Coach Jen here from the Horse Tip Daily Show. All of us as horsemen mull over our horses' nutrition and stress out over their stress level and fret about their fitness. But when is the last time you puzzled over your horse's lounging and sleeping comfort? Research has shown us over and over that quantity as well as quality of rest and sleep are crucial for top athletic performance as well as overall well-being. Enter Stable Comfort by ProMat. Stable Comfort mimics the characteristics of natural pasture, providing a safe, clean, and comfortable surface for your horse. Its wall-to-wall waterproof design gives your horse confidence to walk, lie down, and get back up without fear of slipping. And as a bonus, less bedding is required and results in fewer labor hours to clean stalls. Head on over to stablecomfort.com and find out why champions like Nick Skelton, Mary King, and Chris Cox use Stable Comfort by ProMat systems for their equine athletes.
And we're back for the challenge to begin. Jennifer, take it away.
All right. First thing we have to do is decide who goes first.
Okay.
We do.
The best. We can go first.
Okay. And the way we're going to do that is the first person to shout out what TV game show this comes from, their team goes first. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Yay, Philip wins.
Really?
What was it? Oh,
that's the Price is Right.
That's the guy that goes up the mountain.
Oh, nice. I could barely hear it.
God, we know what Philip does all day. Yes. He sits around the house watching game shows.
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
Punish me for being wrong, right? All right.
Right. Reese, he tells us on the show, oh, I'm out training horses all day and I have all these students, and now we know.
Yes,
so we know the dressage team goes first. The first question for team dressage: what color was the Lone Ranger's first horse? Nee, 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 nee.
It is a little challenging.
Talk it out, guys. Talk it out.
Philip knows. Go, Philip.
Is he white?
Ah, not
opportunity
white.
To steal.
Oh. Oh no, it may have been mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Helena, do you have any?
Black.
Oh, we're both wrong.
Bay?
Green.
You're running out of colors.
Chestnut.
Chestnut. The Lone Ranger's first horse was a mare named Dusty, and she was a chestnut.
Really?
Oh.
Was that the TV show?
Oh.
From way back
would
when?
I never have gotten that one.
I'm not good at pop culture anyways. I rode through my whole childhood.
All I knew was silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have silver.
Oh, well.
All right.
And I will have you know, in the new upcoming movie, Silver plays a prominent part, so be prepared.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see that
coming
movie.
Out? What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a new Johnny Depp's in it playing Tonto.
Love it.
Okay. Yeah, we've seen the trailers, and it looks really, really good. It's coming out next summer. It looks terrific.
They blow up
and
stuff.
And he knows how to ride. Remember, who was it that we had, Glenn, that we had on the show, remember? Oh, no, it wasn't Johnny Depp. Was it Johnny Depp's instructor?
No.
No, it was Robert Downey Jr.
It was Robert Downey Jr., yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we had his instructor on, but...
We need to get Johnny Depp's instructor on.
No, we need to get Johnny Depp on.
Johnny Depp on.
That's right.
I was trying to think of, you know, a roundabout way to get him on.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm working on it.
Atta girl.
Go for it.
Anything that won't make me look like a stalker, please.
Okay. All right. First question for Team Scoop. This question is not available for stealing because it's a true false.
Okay.
Oh. Not fair.
True or false? Zebras are in the same genus as domestic horses.
Hello, this is for Lena. I don't think that's true. I think I learned that. I don't know. What do you think?
Kingsley Chess on Funny Green Stool. In the same genus? Yes.
Okay, our answer is yes. Hey, good job, Helena.
Oh, man.
I was going to say no. You talked me right into that.
You had a 50-50 chance at that one, guys.
Oh, that's easier.
Good job.
Oh, and since we are on the scientific bent, question number two for Team Dressage. How many species of equus are there still living? This is multiple choice. Is it 5, 7, or 9?
Really, we can't Google?
No, Google.
No, you can't.
No, bad girl.
I didn't. I didn't do it. It's too much.
It's
actually
number.
Getting a little
I think
technical.
It's a small
for me.
Number.
It's just, okay, Philip. You. I don't know.
I think 5.
Oh. Your opportunity to steal Team Scoop.
Hate that noise already.
Well, I'm going to
another 50-50 again.
Well, there's actually 3 answers, so.
But they already chose one of them, so.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now you're down to 50-50 again.
Yeah. Helena, I'm kind of guessing, knowing my wife, that I don't know the answer, but I know my wife, that it would go to the other end and be a 9.
I was going to say that there's 5, so I would want to lean towards the lower end of 7. I just can't, in my head, think of the extra 2.
All right, we're going to go with Helena's 7. I'm not answering any questions today.
I know!
I'm just going to go with Helena.
Can someone make Helena fall off the call?
Well, we know Helena's... We know she's not Googling because she's on her cell phone heading to school. So
I am. I'm driving a truck. Down a country bay.
We know that's not happening. All right, it's 2-0 Stable Scoop.
2-0 to Stable Scoop. That's right.
You better give them an easy one, or they're just going to start to feel bad.
Question.
Yeah, I'm going to. We may magically fall.
I'm going to remember. Wait a minute. Nobody says that when I'm doing my next dressage test. Oh, let's make it easy on her.
Give her an easy one.
Pick up any lead you want there, honey.
So this is question number 2 for Team Scoop. What amazes me, Helena, is that you thought of any species of equus besides horse, but neither here nor there. In what year was the American Quarter Horse Association founded? This is also multiple choice. Is it 1932, 1958, or 1940?
Well, this is for Team Dressage, right?
Yeah, this is Dressage.
Oh, did we get it?
No, this is Team Scoop.
Or no,
yeah.
We.
No, yeah,
oh,
that wasn't us.
Yeah,
you answered one, but that's because you stole
right.
it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so this is for us. Yeah. Can I have the years again?
Okay, so this is a history question. Glenn, you might want to take this one.
Okay, so give me the years again.
What year was the AQHA founded? Was it 1932, 1958, or 1940?
1932.
Sure about that?
Oh, man.
All right, Team Dressage, it's your opportunity to steal. Is it 1958 or 1940?
I'm going 1940, Philip.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
They stole one. Did you know that or were you just guessing?
I saw a poster once and I could kind of see the number, like 40 on there. So. I was clearly semi-observant when I walked by the poster.
I guess. All right. That was before the wine.
Good enough for a point. Thank you, poster.
Yeah, I know. I was like, geez.
So this next question is for Team Dressage. Name the foundation sire of the Morgan breed.
Oh, it's
Justin
Morgan.
Morgan, is it not?
Oh, Justin Morgan.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah, we'll go with Justin
Final
Morgan.
Final answer.
Jennifer?
Uh-oh. I'm having a computer issue. Hang on a second. Oh. Ah!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Really?
See, Reese just realized the error of her ways, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
This is Stable Scoop's opportunity to steal.
No!
Helena?
I don't know his name.
Helena, we did a whole show about Morgans. And,
I know, but now they got me all stripped with Justin Morgan. Was it Henry? I know it's not Henry.
No, we did a show.
Come on,
we talked about this, actually.
How many times have you seen the Walt Disney movie?
We talked about this. It was the topic of the conversation on the show.
That's really bad, guys.
I guess we don't.
It's a man's name, though. It's a man's name.
Should we go with Reese's? Jonathan? No, it wasn't Jonathan.
No.
I don't know.
The horse's name was actually Figure.
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 What?
Oh,
go Figure.
No. I had nothing on that one.
Yeah, me either.
Figure?
Yeah, I've heard that before, but. Bummer.
Well, it's still 2-1 in favor of the Stable Scoop team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At least the Dressage Show didn't host a show on Morgans and Forget.
Yeah, we have not hosted a show on Morgans. We would be happy to do
that. That should be minus a point.
Exactly. Just take the points away.
Let us see if you think we pay attention to our shows. And Glenn and I are off.
We'd like to have all of your listeners then, because we pay attention.
We try, but you know, our little brains go off on these tangents.
Yeah, it's bad when you have two hosts with ADD. That's the worst.
All right. This is question number 3 for Team Scoop. Focus, people, focus. You may have to pull over, Helena.
Okay.
All modern thoroughbreds trace their lineage back to 3 Arabian stallions imported into Europe during the 17th and 18th centuries. Name one of them.
Mr. Ed. No, it's not it, is it?
You only have
to
be one
to know this.
Reese, you got the Hall of Fame down there, don't you?
Philip, I gotta think.
Is this for us? Is this for Stable Scoop?
Yeah, it is for us.
We know you're not gonna get any of them.
We're not. I'm crashing and burning.
Burp.
All right, your opportunity to steal Team Dressage.
Oh.
I did know this at one point.
Yes.
Alibaba.
Everybody knew this when they were 14.
The Horse Farm Museum is less than 10 minutes from my house.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. That's the pressure I don't need.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's not coming to me.
I don't know.
Oh, they are the Byerly Turk.
Oh,
name the farm that's owned by the Sheikh, Darley Arabian, and the Godolphin Farm.
We should have known.
Wait,
Darley.
What again? Turk? Darley.
The Byerly Turk, the Darley Arabian, and the Godolphin Barber Arabian, depends on who.
Godolphin, that one should have been a meh.
And there's a Darley farm in Lexington,
yes.
And there's a Godolphin farm in Lexington.
Yeah,
all here, yeah.
Minus half a point for dressage.
I know.
Okay, there's our minus point.
That was our minus,
Well, it's still 2-1.
That was not paying attention as I drive around every day.
Obviously.
Did you notice that poster?
Yeah, there was a poster here that helped us.
Yeah, there was a poster. I saw the poster, but I couldn't get it off.
All right. Question number 4. This one is for Team Dressage. If you guys don't get this, we're going to disown you.
Ooh.
Oh, good.
Who wrote Black Beauty?
Oh, that book I hated. Oh.
Farley. Walter Farley.
I love that book.
Walter Farley. Philip?
Yeah, go with that. I got no clue.
Walter Farley. Final answer.
Your opportunity to steal Team Scoop.
And you guys would
get -5 if he doesn't get this.
Yes.
And it's because I had to suffer through Helena or Jamie reading it every day on the morning show for like 2 freaking months. Helena? I have no idea.
I got nothing.
Oh, no.
I have no idea.
We are the worst.
We are so bad at this. Sorry, guys.
Hey, Glenn, you go now?
I'm trying.
That's really bad.
My team really is getting a minus five for that.
Where did I get Walter Farley? I don't know where that came from.
I was totally count on you, considering you guys read excerpts every morning.
I know, and I
that's just bad.
But I hated it. I hate the book. I just hated it. I have no idea.
It was Anna Sewell.
Anna Sewell. That's right.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah.
Never.
Walter Farley, right?
Yeah, I think he was TV show.
The Black Stallion.
Okay. Yeah.
I should have put the Black Stallion questions in there, obviously, shouldn't I?
Yes, I would have gotten that. We're going to be totally exiled from the worst world.
I can tell you.
Put us out on an island somewhere.
People are going to actually realize how dumb I am.
Yeah, I want a quarter. Put us on an island with a quarter horse, an Arabian, and a thoroughbred. See how that is.
I can tell you the scoring is more like a baseball game than a football game. That's for certain. Yes.
More like hockey. More like hockey.
Hockey, yeah, that's right. Still 2-1.
Yeah, there's pain involved.
Who's next, Jennifer?
All right, question number 4. This one is for Team Scoop. All right. At a rodeo, what event
the
would
clown.
You...
The
clown.
No.
Minus five for something in before the gun.
Yeah, final answer.
Final answer. At a rodeo, what event would you see a healer competing in? Multiple choice.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any clues.
No, go ahead. I was just doubting.
Okay. The multiple choice is bulldogging, calf roping, or team roping.
Oh, darn.
Can I bring in outside help? Can I bring the girls in the barn in?
Helena, I'm thinking it is, was it team roping was one of those, right?
Bulldogging, calf roping, team roping.
I'm kind of thinking.
Is it team roping or team penning?
No, that. No.
That's not one of the choices, Helena.
No, that's one of the choices.
Well, maybe one of the choices is wrong.
I'm thinking it's team roping or number two there. Could be calf roping, too. Oh, darn.
You can't.
Team roping.
All right, we're going with team roping. Yay!
Yeah.
We take a commanding lead at 3-1. Good job, Helena. You know your rodeo.
This is a girl who's never sat in a Western saddle before. I need to, I think. I think it's time.
Not you guys got that right, because I would have been like, Philip, I don't know.
We've probably done the show on that, too.
I was gonna guess the team penning, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're taking a commanding lead here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
What do we get if we win again?
Yeah, here's your opportunity to make up some of that team dressage. Your question is, what is the special super smooth fast gait of the Icelandic horse called?
Talting. It's talting.
Oh, that's a great.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had someone from up north that got that because I didn't even know.
Somebody lives in the ice country of Canada knew that one.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it the Icelandic trot?
Yeah, it's talting. It just talt around.
The Icelandic trot. It sounds like a dance.
Yeah,
it's like that we do and get too much to drink.
And tolting's what you do after.
That's right.
Let's take a break here for another commercial. We'll be back for round two with Team Stable Scoop leading Team Dressage by 3-2. Uh-huh. Hi, Glenn here with Horse Radio Network, and I'm here with Debbie from Equestrian Collections. What are we talking about today, Debbie?
Hi, Glenn. Today we're going to be talking about our Equestrian Collections Facebook page. I hope all of your listeners know that we have a big presence on Facebook. You can find us by just putting Equestrian Collections in your search box. We have a lot of things going on there. We have contests on there. We have announcements of things that are happening in the horse world. If we find something that we think our customers will be interested in, we'll post that. You can interactively speak with us on Facebook. You can interactively speak with each other on Facebook. You can talk about products. You can talk about your horse. You can enter contests. It's a very vital part of our company, and we're on there every day. So we look forward to hearing people talk to us on our Facebook page.
Very good. And I know we post our shows on there. You can actually listen to
to some of the Horse Radio Network shows on the Equestrian Collections Facebook page as well, and we appreciate that. You can find it by going searching for Equestrian Collections on Facebook.
Fleeceworks manufactures pure Australian merino sheepskin and merino wool saddle pads and accessories. Their pads produce a vital thermal balancing layer to pull excess moisture and heat away from the horse's back, allowing muscles to work at maximum capacity without overheating. Fleeceworks Australian merino wool is breathable and hydrophilic, able to hold and store 35% of its own weight in liquid. A longtime staple of the medical field, Australian merino fibers have no equal when it comes to delivering a temperature-controlled, pressure-absorbing layer. The Fleeceworks philosophy, minimum bulk, maximum performance, and they have a variety of anatomically correct pads incorporating technologies and designs that address the individual needs of every horse and rider. Ask for Fleeceworks saddle pads and accessories by name at your local tack and feed store, or visit them online at fleeceworks.com.
Well, we're back here at the Great Challenge, Stable Scoop versus Dressage, in very difficult Jennifer horse questions that nobody knows the answer to. But it's 3-2 right now. So, Jennifer, who's up?
This question, this is question number 5 for Team Scoop. All righty. Again, Glenn, you don't get this one, it's going to be -2 for your team.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If Helena gets this one, it's an extra half a point. What is Tonto's horse's name? And he only has one.
Apache?
That's it! We're going with that. What?
Oh, no.
Steal team dressage.
Just let me Google it for a sec.
Yes! That's the horse's name.
Hi-ho Silver.
Well, it must be close to Apache.
I thought that was it.
Oh
no, no, no. That's what he calls the Lone Ranger.
I have no idea, Philip. You go,
I got
you're
no idea.
A boy, help out. Come on.
Not my era. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, we don't know.
Philip's such a youngster.
His name is Scout.
Oh, Scout.
Wow.
Right. Oh, we should have known that.
Glenn, how can you pretend to know after yeah, every time?
It is. I knew it was one of those kind of names. That's close to
what
Apache.
What do you call the Lone Ranger? Let's give Dressage an extra chance because they're behind.
I know this one.
What did he call the Lone Ranger?
What?
I don't think I've even seen a full episode ever.
Yeah, I don't either. I have no idea, guys.
Okay, Kemosabe.
Yay! Really? Yeah.
That's right.
Got it.
Yep.
Yeah, he's just he's watching The Price is Right, not Lone Ranger.
Yeah, yeah. We know what Philip watches all day while I'm working.
All right, Team Dressage, here's your opportunity to redeem yourself. Question number 6: in what year was the United States Dressage Federation created? This is multiple choice. Was it 1929, 1960, or 1973?
I'm going to 73.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that.
All right.
Dressage question.
Are we tied?
Correct.
We got a dressage question.
Yeah, well, our show is on dressage, so we know the answers.
Unlike
having a show on everything where you never know any answer.
Jennifer, ask us a dressage question. Ask us who just broke the world record over in England for dressage Grand Prix.
Us. Charlotte. Good girl. Again, ask she's us. My hero.
She's your hero?
Charlotte Desjardins.
You just like saying your name.
I do. Well, we're tied up there, guys. 3-3. It's a close one, Helena. We have to come out. We're going to be strong here. Let's huddle.
All right.
Okay.
It's going to be good here, guys. Question number 6 for Team Scoop. In what Scandinavian nation did ski-joring originate? And again, we have multiple choice. Was it Denmark, Norway, or Sweden?
This is so easy.
What is ski joring? Can we ask them both? What is that? Well, maybe after you guys miss
okay,
it.
I'm really embarrassed because I've done 2 shows on this and I'm trying to
remember. Oh, not 2 shows.
Oh,
it's Norway.
That's what
Norway.
I think too, Helena. We're going with Norway.
For the fjord.
Yay.
What is that?
Skiing
behind a fjord?
Fjoring?
You know what it is? God. They have long lines behind the horse, and you're skiing behind the horse, and the horse is pulling you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like driving a horse on skis. Real fast.
Very, very safe, right? Highly recommended.
Yeah, that's right. And they go really fast over jumps and moguls and everything.
Jumps? No way.
Yes.
No way.
I'm so doing it.
Colorado. Yeah.
It can't be, you know what? It can't be any more dangerous than, like, driving a horse where you're, like, totally locked into whatever he decides to do in your carriage.
That's true. I mean, you get into trouble, just let go.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And you know, they're usually in a very snowy mountain, so you can find the horse later. The big contrast there. So
yeah, and you'll slide. So if you wipe out, you'll roll and bounce a little bit on something soft and slick.
And that's what I do every time I've tried to ski. So there's really no difference.
Yeah, and you're on flat ground.
Yeah, except for those jumps.
Or the trees.
This is 4-3.
All right. Take we ready? Next question. Yeah. This is question number 7 for Team Dressage. Spell Pelham.
Is it us? Is it our? Oh, yeah.
Your Team Dressage last time I checked, Reese.
I didn't know if it was. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Philip, I think you're right.
I'm a terrible speller anyways, but I think it's P-E-L-H-A-M.
Yay!
Gave them an easy one.
And that was not a dressage question, because you guys don't
need it. A dressage question and a spelling question.
All righty, we're off and running now. This is question number 7 for Team Scoop. Which of the following horses did not win the Kentucky Derby? Was it Fujiakshi Pegasus, Man O' War, or Mind That Bird?
Ooh.
Actually,
this is for Team Scoop.
Team Scoop. Actually, you know who I think it was, Helena? I think actually it was Man O' War. I don't think Man O' War ever did the Kentucky Derby or won. So that's my thought. I could be wrong.
So the choices are Pegasus, Man O' War, and Mind That Bird?
Correct.
And it's the Derby only. Pegasus.
What's your final answer?
Ooh. No. Crap. Pegasus.
All right. Well, she's been right all along, but I think it's Man of War. Our official answer is Pegasus.
That's right. You won the first two right.
Glad you were right. It's Man of War.
I kind of thought that was the case. Now I take the lead.
Nice job, Reese.
We were just talking about that, actually.
Man of War never ran in the Kentucky Derby, but, you know, obviously got well known for his other things. But
And once again, there's a giant, larger-than-life statue plus a big garden in honor of whom? 10 minutes from your house, Reese?
Man of War. We just talked about this. We went to the horse park for the Southern Lights, and we were driving around, and somebody said, oh, that's the statue of Man of War. He never won the Derby. Like last week, so.
And obviously, that person called Jennifer.
Yes.
All right, folks. Team Dressage. This is question number 8 for you.
We could take the lead, right?
No, you are in the lead. It's 5-4.
We are in the lead.
We're the lead. Yes.
What prominent Canadian family built Spruce Meadows?
Wait a minute. He's a Canadian. He'll know this.
I'm not a jumper, though. But I
have a food question next.
This is a multiple choice question. So what prominent Canadian family built Spruce Meadows? Is it Christie, Massey, or Southern?
Southern family.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I would have
that was
no
multiple
idea.
Choice. I was nowhere near that, but
All right. You were in deep.
This
deep
is also
now.
Helena. We have to file a protest because not.
Would you have gotten that, Glenn? We would have stolen it from you. Anyways,
and then what I mean is, we have two countries against one. We're outnumbered in every which way.
You know what? If they win, they're totally winning on Pelham. So whatever.
We're winning on Pelham.
My mom would be so proud.
Explain that.
Yeah, my mom would be like, "I gave you all this spelling lesson."
Okay, you're up by 2, Pelham, and a dressage question.
All right, we need a question about fox hunting. Thank you very much.
or help the nutrition or see old man doing something.
You guys had the Morgan question, the book question, the, I mean, yeah, you host shows on all these subjects.
That was technically a jumper question.
Okay.
Question number 8 for Scoop. Put on your thinking caps, guys. What is the precursor? What was the name of the organization that was the precursor to the USEF?
We did not do a show on this. I can tell you that. See, and the thing is, Reese is going to know this, so we have to get it.
See, it's called the United States Equestrian Federation now. What was it called before?
Yeah, that was around when I made this change, like, last year.
I'm not even this old, I don't think.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, you are.
What was the precursor to the USEF?
Come on, guys.
I have nothing.
Everybody's changed their acronyms in like the last 3 years.
I have nothing. I'm trying to think if they were at Gladstone, and I can't think of what.
No, you're thinking you set, Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they weren't there.
Weren't they out in the Midwest someplace or something? No, that was dressage.
Right.
USEF. So is it the ASHA? American Horse Show Association?
Is that your final answer?
I got nothing, so yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you! Pull one out of the hat.
You guys are lucky. Reese had it.
I had it like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I knew Reese would have it.
Thank you, Melina. You saved us on that one.
All righty. Here's
another
good one.
6-5, dressage in the lead.
Now, I know several people who were deeply involved in the World Equestrian Games in Lexington, Kentucky in 2010 that should know this one. This is for Team Dressage. Which of the following was once an Olympic equestrian event? The long jump, Roman riding, or ski joring?
me.
No, what's for Team Dressage?
Oh. Say the choices again.
The choices are long jump, Roman riding, ski joring.
I think ski joring is out.
Yeah, that's out. So we have two. Can we phone a friend?
Next time we'll do that. Next time we'll have phone a friend.
Long jump or Roman? What the heck is Roman riding?
That's when they stand on top of the horses. You know, you like stand and you have two horses and you ride
side by side and
side by side. I would say long jump myself, but I don't know.
All right, long jump. Let's
no,
go.
Whatever. No, I don't know.
Yeah, we win.
We win. Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't I read, though, last week that ski joring was also in one of the Olympics? I don't know if it was a sport or one of those exhibition sports, but way back in, like, the 20s.
It was not considered an official Olympic event for equestrians.
So long jump was.
That would have been the only winter Olympic sport.
Yeah,
if it was
exactly.
Right, of equestrian, right?
Yeah. I think we should bring it back.
There we go.
Yeah.
Get right on that.
Oh, they got a 2-point lead here, Helena.
Okay, here we are for Team Scoop question number 9. You knew it was coming. Spell Jodhpur.
Oh, man. Not like I do this for my job.
It's on your own here, Helena, because Glenn can't spell.
Yeah, here. It's all Jodhpur. Yours.
Okay. J-O-D-P-H. No. J-O-D-P-H-U-R. J-O-D.
I think you're right. I think it. Well, no. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I think the H comes first.
Yes. Yes. J-O-D-H-P-U-R. I think that's how.
P-U-R.
It
right.
Yay! Yeah. Both of us had been in retail for a long time. We should know that.
Yeah, you should know that.
All right.
So what's the score, Glenn?
What's that?
What's the score?
It is now, and we're on our last question coming up, right? Question number 10.
Yep.
For each of us. So it is 7-6 in favor of dressage.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Tie it up.
Do we get to double down on this one like in Jeopardy?
You don't get to double down. Just take your loss.
Jeopardy, That's blackjack, Glenn.
Okay, one more time for everybody. Pelham.
Pelham, that's right. Jodhpur.
Would you have gotten Jodhpur, Reese?
I think Philip would have gotten it.
No, I missed the H.
Yeah, I knew. I had all the letters, so we would have to talk that bad boy out.
What's really bad is Helena probably typed it 15 times last week.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I know. Again, that's how much I pay attention to what I do.
All right.
Here we go. This question is for Team Dressage.
Last question.
Yep. This is for Team Dressage. We know a martingale as a piece of tack, but it is also one of the following.
Is it a bird?
Well, it's multiple choice.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it is. I think so. Is it a type of men's support wear?
I don't know. I don't
want to know. A theory of probability or a weather anomaly?
Oh.
I was going with the bird.
Yeah, like me bird. Too.
It wasn't one of your choices, was it?
Martingale.
No.
Okay. I'm not
so
a
martingale is a type of gale if it's a weather anomaly?
Maybe. So, well, what are the choices again? We it's had a men's support
men's
wear.
Support.
Your choice.
I'm not a boy, so.
I
don't think it's that.
Type of men's support wear, a theory of probability, or a weather anomaly?
I'm going with the weather anomaly. I think that was...
Yeah, like a weather anomaly with this guy.
I took statistics in school, and I don't remember that. I would have remembered that if it was a horse term.
No!
What were the other two then, again?
Men's support wear!
Men's support wear and what?
If it's not a weather anomaly, it is either a theory of probability or a type of men's support.
Well,
wear.
You shouldn't have to repeat it for them.
This is what I'm totally
No. Hold on.
I'm
overriding her this time because I watch Big Bang Theory, and because of that, I know many things, and it just sounds like something that would be on Big Bang Theory. So I'm going with the whole math thing there in the middle.
Oh, my God.
Oh! I had no idea. I was just pulling that out of my ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never knew there were so many meanings for the word martingale.
But you know what I figured is I probably knew every kind of men's support thing there was being the age of 50. So I figured there, if it had been out there, I probably knew about it.
What do they call those things that hold men's socks up?
Oh, gar...
You had it, Glenn. Garters.
Yeah.
Are they garters?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Men's garters.
But you know what that means?
Garters.
That means we're tied up.
We're tied up. Okay.
Seven all. So what are we going to do, Jennifer? Are we going to have a bonus question? Or is this whoever answers first?
We need one more question for Scoop because you stole that.
Because we went first.
Oh, this is it, Helena.
Woo. This is it. Down to this.
You could win it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Are you not going to?
Yeah, you're not.
Because I have lots more questions. We could go on all day. In what Olympic sports, besides equestrian, does one wear white breeches?
Ooh.
And yes, they are called breeches.
If you win on this one, you totally deserve it. This is a hard one.
Well, you know, I'm trying to think of any of the shooting sports, but then that would be, they wouldn't wear white breeches.
Is this our turn?
Yeah, it's our turn.
Fencing, maybe?
It is!
Oh!
Yay!
Oh!
Good job, Helena!
I knew it!
What did Reese just say?
Be on a team together.
If you get
terrible,
you deserve to win it. Thank you, Reese.
Yeah, Philip had that one too. I would have no idea.
Did you have that one, Philip? Do you knew that one?
Yeah, I
know. Back from behind. So what do I get? What do I get? Sticking gold medal.
You get you get bragging rights for the next year over Dressage.
Yeah, until next year, we are gonna
a whole year. We got to do this before a year. I can't, you know, these losses tend to fester.
Grand
just because
Grand
I'm a trivia, I'm a trivia nut. The martingale question and the white breeches question are related to each other because a martingale is also a piece of fencing equipment.
So it is men's support. Really?
What kind of fencing equipment?
It's the little loop that is on. There's a wrist loop on the sword, so that if you release your grip, the sword does not fall to the ground. And it is illegal for you.
Many a movie where that would come in handy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, thank you guys. That was a lot of fun. We knew it would be competitive playing against two Grand Prix dressage riders who, you know, aren't competitive at all.
Yeah. I was taking this very seriously. I should have done more research.
What? Watch more daytime TV, Philip? Is that?
That's right. Watch more Price is Right.
See, here's the trick, guys. I knew if I ask questions like how many teeth does a horse have, where is a curb located, or how to measure a saddle, all the answers would have been right, and that wouldn't have been any fun at all.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I like these questions. It was good.
No, you did a good job.
Through, I'm gonna just say how good Philip is, because midway through, I said, should we start Googling these answers? I was totally going to cheat. And he said no.
When we went down early, it was a little bit worrisome because there would be a bunch more questions that we did not want to get destroyed. And then we won a couple. And I thought, yeah, we could do this. And then right down to the end.
But otherwise, the dressage people were going to cheat, Helena.
Otherwise,
I know.
Well, if we went down 4-0 or something like that, I wouldn't want to be embarrassed.
I'm totally going to go on my Facebook page and tell the whole world that I just beat two Grand Prix dressage riders.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
say that it was in a trivia.
There you go. Yeah, do that.
Okay. Love to cheat. Yeah, I'd love to cheat.
I'm just going
to consider it. Considered.
Well, we want to thank
if
our
you guys. If you are willing to cheat, then I'm willing to lie.
Coming up next week on our shows, on both of the shows, Dressage and Stable Scoop, we have the All Hosts episode. If you liked this kind of banter and fun, we have all the hosts from the Horse Radio Network together next week, talking about the holidays and their favorite shows of the year, that kind of thing. That was a lot of fun. And then the following week, we have a Best Of episode for you that'll be coming out, and then back live again in 2013. So we want to thank all our listeners for listening to both shows. We really appreciate it. We hope you had a little fun today. Have a terrific holidays, everybody. You guys too, Reese, Philip, Helena, have a fantastic Christmas and a happy new year.
Yep, you guys too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you guys.
Bye-bye, everybody. And I'm going to take this day out with a little Templeton Thompson with Helena's favorite song. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a-twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Christmas tree is loaded up with presents, and the kid in me just loves this time of year. There's no dream too big for dreaming, ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.